So we often hear about the rising prices of food and how that is having an impact, and especially on the poor. We drill down on that today with the advocacy coordinator, the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group, Sibusiso Mboto. Sibusiso, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
So take us through some of the factors which have been the reason behind the recent increase in the average cost of the household food basket.
Primarily, you've got to factor in that some of the foods that we consume are not necessarily produced in South Africa. So we are net importers of grain and wheat and so forth. So when that lands at the ports, whether in Durban, then it's moved to Johannesburg. There's logistical costs that are factored in, and then they would affect the price increase. But it's also other aspects such as in economics, when there isn't much of that commodity available in circulation at the time, the price obviously shoots up. So those are some of the nuances that we find that affect the fluctuation of food prices.
Do prices ever come down? For example, when the fuel price goes down, does it impact positively?
Because of the levels of poverty in the country, even when we do have prices that have gone down. For instance, I'll just take you to some of the prices that have decreased. In April, for instance, there are some food items that have gone down. We're looking at potatoes. Hmm. Potatoes has gone down. Fish has gone down. Apples and oranges has also gone down. Frozen chicken portions, curry powder, full cream milk has also gone down. It would have gone down by 2%, 5% and so forth. However, because of the inflation rate in the country and other costs that are there, you just don't get to see the effects of such a decrease. This is where you see why South Africa is regarded as one of the most unequal societies in the world. That's when you see the levels of poverty, how far they stretch. Because when you see numbers like this.
Now, is Joburg the hardest hit if you have to look at it per region?
Johannesburg is hardest hit. So the primary reason is that Johannesburg is far away from the Durban port. Because a sizable percentage of the food that we consume would have come from overseas, and therefore from the port up to the through the entry, it's that cost that gets included somehow and then affect the overall price of food items that you then see. And that's why in our observation, Johannesburg has been hardest hit, which is worrying, because Johannesburg is the economic hub of the country. If people in the economic hub are going to battle to get a nutritious plate of food for family members on a daily basis for the entire month, then you can just imagine how that affects the economic cycle in the country as a whole. So our observation was that the food basket in Johannesburg increased by 224 rand, and that's really worrying.
Yeah, so that makes it difficult for low-income earners to, you know, provide nutritious food for their families. And the child support grant, I suppose, also does not increase proportionately to the increase in prices.
No, it doesn't. So if, for instance, I'm not sure whether you are from the time when we taught the basics of nutrition, that for one to grow well, you need a good supply of carbohydrates. You need a good supply of protein and calcium, as well as vitamins from vegetables. When you look at the child support grant at the moment, at where it is, it just does not meet that. At best, if you were to apply that approach, I don't think it would last a week trying to get that nutritious plate of food for one child. And so that's why one of the reasons we continue to make a call that there should be some form of commitment to child nutrition over a long period of time, because we believe that once we make that same commitment, say our target is that in the next 10 years we're dealing with child nutrition. You know, in the same approach that we had when during the 2010 World Cup, the resources were properly channeled. There was that level of energy to say we're focusing on this. This is the end goal, because once you have that level of focus, then in the long term you would start seeing positive results.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and for joining us this morning, CP. So we really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Take care.
That was CP Siso Mboto, Advocacy Coordinator at the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group, talking to us about the increase in food prices.